watch this.
Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level.
He's gonna freak out and go to anaphylactic shock right now. Start convulsing over the floor.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Only if I'm horny enough.
You have to give him mouth to mouth.
No, thank you.
Can you hear me?
I would sit there and just watch him die.
Well, I'm glad I'm loved. I should have just watched the liquor game. Fuck this show.
I'd pay to watch you die. Welcome to Ripped in Half, part of the Wedge Radio Network. Episode 1.2. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Eric.
Eric, yeah.
Kind of forgot for a second there.
Yes.
You forgot your own name.
Yeah. Didn't always go by first name or my second name.
Oh.
Keep it mysterious.
My alias or my actual name. I don't know who's trying to look for me, so.
You don't want fans like
got people out there trying. Yeah, they're looking to kill me.
I heard you on the
radio. I'm pretty sure you guys would fucking just let them find me. What after what I just heard?
You know, tweet me and I'll give you directions.
I got debt collectors after me. Can't get my full name out.
I have some like sweaty fat chick banging on your hi. I heard you on Wedge. I'm a fan.
And then she's gonna say you just got served.
Like, do I still get to fuck you? And I want a consolation prize at least. Fuck.
That serves you mid coitus.
I don't have to fuck in your pussy. I can just find a fold and lubricate it up a little bit.
That's how you pay your debt.
I can share with my friend, right?
No.
Go ahead, guys. Find a fold and fuck. It's on me.
No, she'll wait and serve him afterwards. The moment he says, I'm coming, second, like, you're being served.
I think the one under the armpit looks pretty tight. That one looks like an Asian.
So, you know, you ask someone who's
an ass cheek.
You ask someone who's on the other side, though, just pull her arm.
All her folds look like different sorts of pussies. Like, you got the black one, you got the brown one. This one's a little darker, this one's a little rashy, looks like herpes, depending on what you're into.
They're saying, this is a mistake, they're trying to run away from you. I was like, no, come back.
I told you I'm in the herpes.
Basically, we are ripped in half. This is pretty much what we do.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Eric's still a virgin. He's not ripped in half yet.
We'll I'm only ripped.
As you can see, his cut muscle.
He hasn't quite been split all the way. Yeah.
It was kind of deceiving, but, you know, once they pulled down, it was kind of obvious. I'm not only going to get ripped, not
no,
ripped
it was just
half.
Chit-chat and talking, and here's a drink.
No, Eric's the only one smart about it. He makes sure to lube up with the Astroglide first.
Doing this show, not enough drink, if you ask me.
It's a long plan to roof you and rape you.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
That's how we describe the show. What are you talking about?
Anyways, this is like a kind of a new, fresh start for the show.
Yeah, we've been doing the show for
a little over a year.
A
little over a year now, and, you know.
The episodes don't show it, but yeah, we record to nobody.
But with the Wedge help, we are going to get organized and down to it. We're going to have 3 fans this year.
As long as Mr. Wedge doesn't fire us first.
We triple our fans.
Yeah, he's like, you're fired, and here's your consolation cheese. Comes with every podcast.
It's Gouda.
Every episode comes with a bag of Cheetos, right?
Yeah.
He's going to have some fat, sweaty chick knock on your door with a pink slip.
Covered in cheese.
And I'm your consolation.
He's actually going to give us a bill. We didn't know we're actually going to have to pay for this time.
You did sign something, right?
It's all itemized.
We're paying for a waste of time.
$1 for every tear I shed. $2 for trying to shake my head.
The new chair that Steve sat in.
The ice for this drink costs $50.
Yeah.
It's like 50 cents per cube.
All right. Now to get on this.
I know, but like, okay, I started the show with someone else.
Uh-huh.
And that show quickly died because the relationship died.
So technically, this is like the fourth version of Ripped in Half.
Wait, is it called third? Ripped in Half because you're not with the other half of your original show?
Wow, that's a good insight. No. But yeah, that's a good way of like to say it.
That's a good one. Like,
I'm ripped in half my heart. It's no
actually, I was really drunk at the bar, and that's the intro song.
Okay.
And I thought that was really cool. And then decided, like, yeah, it's like childbirth and prison rape. And
like, I asked
Steve about that.
Because this show's that painful.
Exactly.
The test show was.
Yeah, God. Was it
dry rape. That's exactly what it is. Stop rape, say yes to Ripped in Half.
No, no, it's not dry rape. We at least wait until you get in the shower. Make sure the guards aren't looking.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, my friend, she owns her own catering business, and she does a lot of desserts and bakery. And, okay, you ever heard of that cake called Better Than Sex?
Okay.
I want her to make a custom cake for me and call it Better Than Rape Cake. I think that would sell very well.
Rape cake.
Like those pictures, the ones you put pictures on of it? Like
no, like better. Better than, it's called Better Than Sex Cake. And it was like, nah, that's not better than sex. I just want to say, like, you know, oh, I brought a Better Than Rape Cake. I hope you enjoy it. And they're like, nothing's better than rape. That's preposterous. Let me try it.
Two or less than rape cake.
Cake. Everyone loves cake, but no. You don't like cake until you had rape.
What's going to be like the picture?
Oh, it's chocolate. No, I don't want it.
What's going to be the picture on top of the font?
That's because you were raped by a black guy.
12-year-old with her hands.
You had your virgin. You have your black cake, your white cake, or your yellow cake. What do you want to get raped by? A white guy, a black guy, or an Asian guy?
Velvet
comes with all.
Oh yeah,
velvet. A ginger. He was raped by a ginger.
Because the Browns don't rape you; they just get you drunk enough to say yes.
Yeah. They do those little dance moves around you, and you just have to say yes.
Tequila.
Couple shots will do it. All right.
Might have sprinkles of strawberries inside.
What? If Michael Jackson raped you.
Yeah, I bet Jason's with lemon wings inside. His is filled with gerbils and stuff, you know. He just falls in a hole.
It's just dead gerbils in the cake. Little
feet. It has to be eaten out of the ass only. Just sits on the cake.
It was part of my quinceañera.
Anyways.
I became a woman that day. And the cake proved it.
Jason, what do you have for us today?
What do I have for us today?
Yes.
No. Well, I have a story.
Uh-oh.
Actually, it's a Steve and I story. Our Steve adventure.
Oh, what?
What you mentioned Steve, it's automatically snoring, apparently.
It even puts me out, and I'm in it.
Right? What'd you store there, Jason?
Oh.
Intrigue me.
Well, your cake thing kind of ruined it because it didn't involve rape. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Well, last week we went to Springle.
Yeah, we did.
Local reference. Explain.
Explain? Well, he explained it because he won it.
It was a joint venture through two different radio stations down here, one of them being the X1039.
Hey, look at that. Put the camera back there. You'll see it.
Yeah, there's the logo.
What was the other radio station called?
Oh.
It was, like, close to X103.
It's, isn't it Q... something?
There was some Beaner station.
No, I was like,
it was weird. For some reason, I want to say the box, but I know
it
was
like the Earth or
Uno,
something.
Uno, zero, tres, I thought point nino.
Because they're way on the boonie, so I thought it was like some boonie hick station.
No,
they were an 80 station.
No.
They are an 80 station.
Why, like, towards, going towards like Victorville and shit?
No, you pick it up in Hemet and Riverside.
Oh, okay. I was going towards Victorville and shit.
Anyways, what
was... Well, they're not important anyways. They're just there.
Yeah.
They just added more people to fuck up the ratio of who would win.
Yeah.
They didn't get people there.
God, there was a redonkulous amount of people, but...
Oh, it's Katie.
God. Redonkulous.
What? K-A-T-Y. 101.3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They play Disney hits and shit like that.
I thought it was close to 103, though. I thought it was 103.9.
No, it was 101.
103.9 is... X-103.
Yeah, but I thought it was like... the last numbers were off. Like 103.1 or...
5-7
or something like that.
In fact, I remember somebody at the event even scratching their head like, I thought 101 was no longer around.
On AM it is.
Yeah, apparently. It was ridiculous how fucking early it started and how when the event happened. It was like, I want everyone there at 12.
Yeah, sign-in starts at 12. The event doesn't start until 6.
What is the event?
It was a bingo event.
Okay.
Crowded bingo event.
Local reference, what's bingo?
Bingo is his game.
No one knows what bingo is. It's a fucking dog that you sing about now.
Yeah. That's what
it is. You had to run around and catch a little bastard and you win a lot of money.
But they hosted it at, what was the name of the casino again?
Saboba,
yeah.
And
if none of you guys have been there, way out there in the fucking
States.
Yeah,
it's fucking...
I mean, I
have more driving to
the whole drive there. I have learned at least 5 to 10 new places to bury a dead body.
Or rape a dead body.
Either one.
I want to tip a cow.
Yeah.
There are lots of cows. Yeah.
Okay, how'd you go about winning the tickets?
And a pink castle.
Which that made me feel, how you won those tickets made me feel like this thing was an exclusive event. But with the amount of people there, I felt really disappointed.
Dude, yeah. they actually gave away tickets. All you do is go to Victorville, a fucking auto place, and say Springo, and they give you a fucking seat there.
Really? That's
really?
Yes.
People were so there. I didn't hear about that one.
I know. Yeah. They give it away like every hour on the hour.
Yeah, they do that.
No, not nine. From like six.
And they also had a thing where you went to the car dealership in Victorville and say Springo, and then you have a seat there.
It depended on where they were that weekend because they didn't do the on air tickets on the weekend. On Saturdays or Sundays, they were at a place. Yeah, like one of the places was in a fucking 7-Eleven.
Sweet. Yeah. Got a Slurpee and some Springo tickets.
And then you got some homeless guy walking by. Springo is like, and he's now rich.
Usually when you won the tickets are good for you and three other people. They did one time do a blood drive one, though, that if you donated blood, you got one extra ticket for somebody else.
Sweet.
Again, this was not exclusive.
And they couldn't do that at Sperm Bank?
2,000 people there?
You fill this cup up all the way, you get five tickets.
There's at least well over 4,000.
Again, like, not exclusive. What's your
And you had pros there, too. Pro Stampers and pro what the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Dobbers McGee was there.
Oh, man. We got a picture with him.
Yeah.
Steve and I got a picture with the fucking championship, Bobby the Dobber McGee.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
I felt special. I had him sign my Dobber. I actually have a signed Dobber.
I thought you couldn't play unless you were, like, 50 or older.
No, he's.
I thought there was an age limit on bingo.
The youngest bingo champion ever, 45 years old.
I'm telling you,
I can say this though: there was a disappointing lack in the amount of.
One of you guys should have just yelled, "You sunk my battleship!"
In the amount of troll dolls.
Yeah, I
did that.
I was looking for
did
more
really?
Lucky charms and shit. Yeah.
Did you get it when I told you you should do it?
Huh? I did it before that actually.
The best part of that was the blackout game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's when they turn off the lights and they play, "Who Touched Me?"
No, the first game.
Put your hand to your right and cop a feel.
The first game they did was called Blackout.
This is nice. This Steve's next to you and you're right.
that's when the lights come on. You're like, "Oh, shit. Sorry, sir."
He's saying
this is a big C, isn't it?
He's on the phone with Eric. "I'm wearing a great pair of tits."
"Oh, I'm
right
sorry,
now.
You're pregnant."
But the first game was Blackout, and what you do is you have to fill your entire bingo card. Four separate people at different times went up there claiming bingo, and each time they got turned away. And when it happened, like, everybody in the arena was just fucking booing them.
Because they believed that they actually were supposed to be the one. Like, they didn't pay attention at all. No matter how many times they repeated that, they said, like, "This is a whole Blackout thing."
It's kind of hard when there's thousands of people.
And someone came all, like, slow and cheering and shit.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as she went up there, it's like, "The game continues. It's supposed to be a Blackout game.
You hear battle that? To the death of this time."
Everybody's just in there, boo!
If it's a tie, it's bare knuckle boxing for the fucking title.
They offered that.
Imagine how embarrassed that woman had to have been, though, in front of all these thousands of people. I just won $5,000. I just made an ass out of myself.
You see a fucking cup of beer just go out her face. And
there was that, but before the event,
someone goes up and tackles her just for the hell.
Before the game started, there were a lot of fights that went on, especially over seats, because you could not save a seat for anybody. No matter what the reason was, even if their shit was there, if that seat's vacant, somebody can come up, move your shit, and just take the seat.
Were you guys actually get a seat next to each other?
We did. But we weren't at the table because they only had like limited seating.
So you guys found three seats.
No, we had a whole bench.
Yeah, we had a bench.
They had a bench.
Yeah, we were up in the fucking bleachers of the arena.
We sat at the center of the bench. Sense. Everyone just slid next to us.
I bet everyone smelled good.
Oh,
it was great. First hot weather.
They all smell like smoke and death.
With a hint of Irish Spring.
Fucking like Steve.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were calling me.
He said Irish Spring because he's like Shrek.
Nah, then the food situation really sucked.
Did they give away food? They give you food or you
No, you had to buy it.
No, I just had huge lines for that, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One guy, like, he arrived when the game started and he said, like, he came with his girlfriend and was like, "Hey, I'm going to get us some beers. Be right back." He didn't come back for like an hour. He was literally in line the whole time. It's like, we weren't even asking. These are guys in front of us.
That's when you buy like six beers.
Yeah.
He and his girl got their beers and bought a couple for their friends. Well, they didn't arrive until like almost halfway through the game. You know, 10 rounds is when he finally came up. And when he handed his friend his beer, it was halfway gone. It's like, dude, I got tired of waiting.
He's got to, like, it was at the times you wish that they sold pictures at the casino.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't even in the casino. The casino itself is like this little concrete teepee. It was like a fucking
circus,
kinda.
Yeah, they had guess your number and rock paper scissors and shit like that.
Yeah, like high school rafters, and then there was like a little middle area. That's where they had the tables and then the stage.
Yeah, it was. They did it in the outdoor arena where they do shows and everything for like bands and stuff.
They had a canopy on top of you and
there's a canopy. There was a canopy.
A green canopy, actually.
It's a camp in the week on there in summers.
It was a mesh one.
By the time we got there,
it's a rock and roll camp.
By the time we got there, the place was so full, we didn't even get to the Overstock parking lot. We were like three lots behind the Overstock. We ran out of concrete by that point. We're like on nothing but gravel.
It's not even paved gravel. It's just like loose gravel everywhere.
We're parking next to having kids.
Steve sinking into it. Jason can't even pull his tires out.
We had to push our way out. We're stuck in sand.
You're like, go on without me. You're sinking into it.
Luckily, a group of people showed up in an RV, and, well, they got stuck, too.
An RV?
We didn't help them.
No.
Just left them there. You got skeletons going by. You guys been there for a week. What a cheap casino.
It is a cheap
casino.
This is like the poorest of the Native Americans in California that opened that casino up.
It's
they're just the dumb ones.
Yeah. It's the trailer park Native Americans.
They're not the dumb ones because they have a casino. The dumb ones that don't have a casino.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Like
they are?
Blackfoot, they don't have casinos.
You don't know because they died.
My friend's Native American, she's Blackfoot and they don't get shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This place is like so far out in the fucking boonies, though. It started getting creepy traveling.
Jason was telling me that.
Yeah, coming back.
Yeah.
You guys just, counting out dead bodies for a game? Is that black or is that one white?
No, but it was just this really dark path coming back. Like, during the day, it's fine. It's just like we're in the middle of nowhere. But coming back, you are in the middle of nowhere, and now it's dark. You have to drive with fucking brights on because you don't know what's coming around the next corner.
I have expected the jackalope to pop out. Yeah.
Jackalope.
The jackalope?
Yeah.
I'm going to go chase that fucking
shit. He
wants
you to jackalope him off while you're driving down the road.
Bob Saget will come to you and say, hey, guess what?
So what'd you do yesterday, Jason?
Well,
pretty much, huh?
He played the banjo.
I started my banjo band.
There was a guy who...
Me and Steve Martin started a band.
there was a guy at the casino.
That's pretty good. That's actual recording from Jason's banjo playing.
Mm-hmm. He did look at Jason and just kind of tell him, boy, you have a purty mouth. Then he tried to get me...
Is that
like
weird that
piggy.
I get that a lot?
Oh, it's nice.
I guess it's a compliment.
I want to think it was a compliment, but the people will tell me that.
Every time I try to bring it up, I just, just get shy.
I wish I didn't know you so I could tell you these things.
I blush.
And that's another way that people
that guy's
bring
ripping
that, up to
that
me.
Banjo.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Steve Martin's greatest hits.
It's like banjo playing. All you do is shake your hips. And they're part of your body.
You're going to dubstep the fucking banjo playing.
And part of you rock that shit.
Well, let the banjo play, and we'll fucking go to break.
Okay.
All right.
Why, we've only been talking for 5 minutes.
Have we?
Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WebsRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside, to help de-pussify the world, and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
And I'm Thor. What? Oh. I did not know we're back.
Our new guest, Thor, is here today. And Ripped in Half, we're back. Part of the Wedge Radio Network.
WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
That was a good break, Gorgie.
Rage, what do you...
Rage. Wipe your mouth off, Jason.
Okay.
You enjoy a break a little too much.
WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
I love the 8-bit dubstep we have going in here.
Right? I know.
There ain't nothing better than 8-bit.
That's all the music you guys have for the...
I know, that's kind of great. Like, we gotta continue the show.
Oh. Yeah.
We're new here. Avengers.
Avengers, yes.
We've all seen it, right?
Yeah.
Steph, Eric, who doesn't remember anymore?
I've seen it. And then some.
Currently the...
and then some.
Currently the highest...
You're there, part of the crew and everything. You're part of DVD commentary.
I seen the part that you guys did.
It's currently the highest grossing film of the week.
I lived it.
You lived the Avenger lifestyle.
Yes.
I saw some deleted scenes.
Kind of.
Every time something weird goes on, Eric assembles.
Assemble my dildo collection. We fight crime.
I've got a blue and red one, an orange one.
They're all red and gold.
My favorite is my big green one.
It's actually a fist. The big old Hulk. It's the big old Hulk fist.
Hey, do you guys sell that?
Every time I ran.
Big old, they should make a deal like that. Big old Hulk dildo fist.
Every time you do some with it, does it make the same smashing sound? That
it says Hulk smash.
Oh, even better. Just like you go to sick, just all you hear from the dildo, Hulk fuck.
No, Hulk does not
Hulk
fuck
snatch.
You.
Hulk does
no,
snatch.
Fine.
Hulk would not say something like that.
Hulk snatch?
Why would you say it? Hulk snatch?
Snatches out of your hand.
Anyways. So, do you like the film, yes or no, Jason?
I liked it, and that's what... I can't say, like, this is the greatest fucking film.
Yeah.
It's a summer film. To me, it's like, you just turn your brain on and watch. I remember it in the summer.
That's when you go back and say, I remember those summer nights with the Avengers.
It's one of those movies that I always go back to.
Oh, yeah. You get a little Asian kid putting the fish in your vagina.
In the water right now. Brett is sticking that up your fucking twat.
Well, can you imagine, Jason?
Brett Hasbro.
That's actually just a butt plug. It's not even the dildo.
This one's actually made for children. Can you
bring the adult one in? Anyways, so just a blockbuster film?
Yeah, you liked it, but it was a...
Spoiler, scene by scene, Stark dies, the fucking Hulk whips his dick out. Credits.
That's how you remember the movie?
Damn, Joss Whedon really stepped up his game.
So do you like the movie, yes or no? Other than being a blockbuster? Here's a question I ask everybody in how they like a movie. Would you watch it again?
Oh, yeah.
I got a yes from Steve.
No, I'd wait.
You'd wait? All right. So you'd wait
till when?
Till it comes to like on... Till
it comes like, hey, you know, I feel like watching it again.
So you wouldn't even watch it on DVD? You'd wait for it to come out on TV?
Yeah.
Like FX World
Netflix,
presentation?
Stuff like that.
So, yeah. Netflix, DVD on TV.
Yeah.
I'd wait till I get it off of
No, I want to wait for dinner and a movie. So I have something to do while the fucking commercial's wrong.
No, but I thought everything was pretty good on it. You know, CGI was great, acting was great.
Yeah, I do think
funny parts.
Oh, a lot of funny parts to it.
Hey, you know what? You were telling me about the scene with Stan Lee.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's one thing. That's one thing I thought was weird. Okay. Not really a spoiler, but in the end of the movie, there's a scene with Stan Lee. He's playing chess in the park with some guy. They're interviewing people. He turns around and says, "Superheroes in New York, that's ridiculous," or, you know, something like that. And I'm in there in the movie theater just fucking laughing my ass off because I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
I'm the one laughing.
You know what?
And then I just look around and just like, you know, really, people? I mean, it's like they didn't even know who fucking made the started making Marvel or whatnot.
See, that happened to me.
And I actually turned to my friend. I asked her. I was like, "Do you know who that was?" She's like, "Who?" I'm like, "That's Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel." So laugh because that was funny. I slapped her.
That's one of the things you do when you go to see, when you go to see any Marvel film. You're sitting there like, it's like you go to do the whole Where's Waldo. You wait for that scene with Stan Lee in it.
You know why Waldo's hiding?
Because
of Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
How do you piss him off? Back when the Texas Ranger committed a crime.
What was that, Western Waldo?
Western World?
He offended him.
But I found all the scrolls. You know? No, but that's when I was in theater today, the same thing happened.
By yourself? Really.
Yeah. Jerking off. That popcorn thing didn't work.
The same thing happened, right? You laughed and no one else did, right?
Yeah, I know. And I actually briefly forgot about that. I was like, Eric told me the thing. And I remember that because no one else, there was no reaction.
Right. No, I was going to see if I was the only one that got the reaction.
It was still packed. It was just dead. From that, it was like, that's Stan Lee. That joke was like mildly funny, but enough to get a chuckle from somebody.
So
what made the joke even funnier, though, is the fact that it came from Stan Lee. That's the main thing that made it funny.
So,
he's in every movie.
For the movie, you guys, was it a predictable movie? Was it kind of like a, you know, white knuckle? Did it leave you on your edge? What kind of movie do you think describe it as best?
Kind of draggy at first.
Erotic, yes. Yeah. So, yes, we know who jizzed off to that movie.
Kind of draggy at first.
The Mark Ruffalo scene with Kevin.
Okay, I got that from a few people. Draggy at first, but you know, I thought it did really well bringing in the whole thing.
No, it did, but
everyone told me, you know, the least thing they liked about the movie was the actually opening of the movie.
Yeah,
the whole beginning.
It was a little draggy, other than like right out the gate.
If you're in a person that can actually appreciate what they were trying to do, it does drag on.
I thought they were trying to think about what people have been doing since then, so they had to be, that part had to be draggy.
Yeah,
because like, what has this person been doing? What has the other person been doing? What are they doing?
And
bring them all back, flash, and then the story will start to bring them back.
I think the only thing that was a little, just as a, I guess, say a moviegoer standpoint, had you not have seen any of the other films, then it would seem like bringing all these characters together with no type of build is just rushed.
That's a question I actually get a lot. Can I join this movie without watching any of the other films?
No.
And I would say no.
You have to watch at least Thor.
I told them no. I would say you have to at least watch Thor, Captain America, and Iron Man. Hulk films you really don't have to watch to actually enjoy the movie.
You don't.
Even though you told me that.
No, okay.
For some weird scene that you had like this weird hint where he had this look in his face.
Thanks for fucking up the show, Steve.
Wow, feedback.
You can walk out the
window now. Yeah. He's just going to itemize that, and he'll send us a bill.
That's it. We have to redo the show now.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. I wasn't saying that you had to watch it. Oh, what I was saying is if you had, it kind of it makes more sense, the ending of The Incredible Hulk. Yeah. Where at end he's trying to gain control of the Hulk, and then
the last thing
you do is you see him kind of smile and then change.
Actually controlled. Like, and
I'm always angry.
That's kind of the transformation where he actually just stays Hulk, like starts staying Hulk and stuff.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's able to have a little more
control. Yeah, more control over it.
Wait, so Bruce Banner is dead for the most part?
No.
He doesn't change from that? He doesn't go back and forth?
He does.
I'm just
no, but eventually he's able to control it. We're just staying with the movie. We're not going towards comics right now, because that'll make a lot of things complicated.
No, movie wise, Banner's in it. It's just instead of it, you've just made me angry. Now I'm going to freak out and Hulk up.
He's actually controlling Hulk.
Yeah, he's able to kind of hold his
for the
anger
most part,
because he's realized instead of running from it, you know what? I'm an angry person. I'm always fucking angry.
He actually smiles with the Hulk smash on his face.
I love that part.
That makes it better when he throws fucking around.
Yeah.
No, I love that. That was awesome.
Cap turns him Hulk.
Okay, but smash, you really can't understand this movie unless you watch, you know, Black Widow and... I'm just kidding.
Okay, think about the Black Widow.
Catwoman.
Oh, she's so fucking... I nutted myself every time I've seen her.
Dude, she makes a great Ginger.
I love Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
No, actually, I liked her better in Iron Man 2 than she looked in this movie. I don't like that reddish hair she was
well,
wearing.
Well, she had the reddish hair in the other. It's just the do was different. This is a lot shorter.
I thought it was a tint.
I thought it was like kind of like a lighter brownish.
But the thing is, like, she has guns, right? She has no other, like, power or nothing. Like, she's just an agent.
Except for being freakishly sexy.
She is a huge master assassin.
She has that little small the jumpsuit and that tiny belt. You can't carry that many clips in that fucking thing. That's what I thought about. You know what else I thought about? How much you have to pay for of that destruction they did.
Yeah, that movie cost $250 million.
No. I mean, like, talking about,
yeah, that's the destruction part of what I'm talking about. No,
I thought you said the destruction.
No, the amount of money it fucking cost to fucking, like, repair all that. And that was in my head as I was watching that shit.
Now, that's how you rebuild the economy. I mean, you're putting all these construction workers back to work.
You're bringing jobs and shit.
Yeah, you got jobs.
That's what you call job security.
You know, you got Hulk to help.
Is that at least once a year construction workers are praying some fucking alien's going to come down or some Asgardian god's going to come wreck something? Just that way you know I have another year's worth of work.
They actually analyze it, though. It actually costs $160 billion to fix it.
Really?
But they actually have people like analyze the whole movie and just like say, this is how much it would cost.
That's a lot of... That's actually
from
not
repair
as...
repair jobs and economic standpoint.
That's actually not a lot.
Well, now,
that'd be a lot worse.
Does that also include alien cleanup?
You gotta clean up those aliens that fucking died on top of buildings?
No, I know, that's what I'm saying.
No, you know what I was thinking during that whole scene, though, is I'm just
you gotta
like,
get a crane and haul them away.
No, I'm just looking, I'm like, okay, they're organic... mechanical hybrids. Imagine the advanced technology we can get off these carcasses now.
Done. Thanks.
Technology? Fuck it. They're in the way. We gotta
Actually, did you ever get to watch that Hulk Planet?
Oh, well, yeah. Planet Hulk. That was a good one.
You're watching. Okay, you know that part where the monster comes out of the ground and he smashes his brain in?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I thought of when he first killed that first flying monster thing.
Yeah.
Jason, you're not involved in this conversation. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did see the correlation.
You actually relate it to from something I don't know to something I do know.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what you're talking about.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Now, compared to the other...
You're taking me out of the loop.
No, compared to the other films, how would you rate this, though? Would you say it's on par?
Top
kind of underscores?
Top three between all the films. It was not the
Iron
best superhero. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
I like Iron Man better.
I like Iron Man better. Not the first one, not the second one.
Yeah, I know what you're
talking about. I like the second one, too.
The second one was all right.
I don't agree with that.
I agree with that. I think Iron Man, Captain America, and then Thor. The reason I love Thor so much because it was fucking funny.
And then finally Avengers, so fourth would be Avengers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh no, we're going with Avengers in it.
Yeah.
Oh no, I put a. Well, then I'm all mixed up. So fuck you.
All these movies are confusing now. Too many orders.
I think it was just as equally as good as the other ones. Granted, I do say it's out of great. Them all, the Iron Man films are the best ones.
The first one is.
I'm just saying.
What don't you like about the first one?
Just in general.
The second one, I mean.
Second one, it was. I mean, it was good, but it was. Kind of like all over the place with me. I get what they were trying to do with the movie, but it was just like it just didn't have that like it didn't grab you like the first one.
I find the ending very anticlimactic.
Like, the ending fight, the villain. I mean, it was like kind of like a sequel Spider-Man maybe to me. Like just threw like a villain.
I get
in there.
How the only thing about two, it seemed like just a redo of fucking number one.
Yeah.
Basically. Another guy in a suit.
Another guy in a suit. They threw a fucking villain in there and blah, 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 blah.
I like the idea of another guy in a suit because the suit's even more advanced. And it's the fact that the ultimate ending suit when he fights Whiplash, Stark's the one who more or less told him how to fucking make it better. You know, Stark pretty much made his fucking worst
Stark
enemy
told
right
Stark.
There. No, Stark told Whiplash, I forgot his Ivan something. How to produce output, do this and that. Well, sure, no, dude breaks out of prison and does it.
Okay.
Makes him even stronger.
So,
the thing is,
but
the fight, the final battle was so anticlimactic, especially compared to the first one. I will give that because, you know, at least when you starts going against Obadiah Stane, it's, you know, longer. They're going at it. There's some dialogue in between. Instead of first you have Iron Man flying around, destroying robots, then he's in a field of war machine, destroy robots. Whiplash shows up, we blast him, game over.
So, basically, summing up for you guys, Avengers, great movie.
Yeah.
Watch it. Lot of action. If you are a comic book lover, love this movie.
And I love how many different hero on hero battles they have.
Everyone fights each other. That's awesome. And stay till the credits.
Okay.
Basically, to sum it up.
You're gonna probably rip me, but like, who's at the end of the credits?
Okay, now
I don't know who the fuck.
I did not see that part.
I don't know who that was.
Okay, let's explain.
The funniest thing that someone told me was, it was the red guy from the Green Lantern. I'm like, first of all, that's not Marvel. But you know, it kind of
he's not red,
like,
he's pink.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's another thing. Yeah, and then they said it was a guy that changed
his name. Too,
I don't know. Took the dark side of the
whatever. Took the yellow ring.
Yeah, yellow ring and turned pink, whatnot. But I couldn't tell you who that was.
What did he look like?
He looked like him.
Oh, that doesn't help.
But who is it then?
I have no idea.
I thought it might have been the Red Skull.
I didn't see that part.
Aged.
Red Skull? No, it was not Red Skull. Like I said, actually, Carlos could probably pull it up.
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay. He's on top of things.
Speaking of Red Skull,
I don't care what you say about the Wedge. That guy's all right with me.
I'm looking forward to seeing him in future films.
Suck up a little more. Because you were there on a Wednesday, half-assed, representing us.
Yeah, brown on my nose.
I love that part. I actually love that. I was like, because I was actually listening and watching.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so what's, ripped in half about? I don't know. I go, fuck.
How come you're watching it?
I go, fuck about that show.
How come you're watching naked, though, Jason?
What?
You said you were in the room watching the show. You were naked, laying down on the bed.
I would jerk off sad.
With a glass of wine and some, I don't know,
I was in a bathtub.
He was in a bathtub watching the show.
I was playing laying on his stomach, kicking his feet.
Yeah, you say he has no lights on. It's just candles lining the rim of the tub.
I'm playing Toto.
You know what's funny is I feel like I'm on the news right now. You know, hey, Wedge, do we have that? Okay, we don't have it. Okay, we'll go to the next story.
We're having technical difficulties. We'll come back to this.
Behind a green screen.
But no. Okay, great movie. You got that. So,
well, by the time he finds it, we're pretty much already over this content.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. You can always come back.
That's a great thing about stuff.
As Earth's mightiest hero was battle Loki, blah, 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 blah. And then it says that you see the Norse god interacting with a mysterious figure credited as the Other. Tended over take the world and was given the one-way ticket back to Asgard. And the Other boss revealed as Thanos.
Oh, Thanos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know him.
See, now it's not even exciting.
I couldn't give you a huge explanation.
But he had a weird red face. I assume where the dimension that Red Skull
No, like Red Skull.
Now,
I'm gonna wiki him.
I would say,
it makes sense.
Yeah. I couldn't give you his description. I used to have like the entire Marvel encyclopedia that
okay, then you can stop talking.
That's how I know of him.
So,
we'll be right back.
No, I'm assuming at some point though, Red Skull is going to appear in Asgard and will team up with Loki. Just because the end of Captain America.
You should be sorry.
When he gets blasted by the cube fighting Captain America, that's where he goes.
What I do,
you can tell looking through the background, all that flash. That's where he goes.
What I do like is when you're actually explaining that, you actually not 1 minute, Eric. You actually pinkied when Eric. Like,
shut up.
Not 1 minute. Hold on. You pinkied him in his face.
Yeah, like, you don't deserve a fucking finger.
You picked his nose and pinky and inflicted it.
No. Okay.
Face.
This leads to me. My.
Did you say the scrolling credits?
No.
Oh.
I didn't watch that shit at the end. And just left.
Oh, that's them sitting around in a circle eating hamburgers.
Oh, you told me that. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
They're just sitting there. They're in costume, not in character, just in costume, and they're just eating food. Just munching on. Every time one of them took a bite, or you know, you got Stark fucking sitting there drinking his soda, everyone would fucking laugh.
Oh my god, I really wish I saw that.
They actually have it. They actually have a cam.
Oh, because Captain America like probably YouTube. Never had that. I like that scene where you're talking about he did a Dorothy reference from Wizard of Oz, and he's like, "I got that, I know that."
Yeah.
reference. And he's like, "I got, you know," and like it was all awkward. He's like, "I know that reference."
Too bad you can't repeat
that
reference.
Was funny.
So you're pretty much useless.
Yeah, I'm useless. I know.
I'm Quentin. We'll call you. We'll start calling you. You know, Carlos is the Wedge. We'll call you the Rip. You suck as the Rip.
You gave me a name, and then you say I suck at it. Now, thank you.
I do know before they do I'll Avengers work on 2, they have they do have Iron Man 3, Thor 2, and Captain America 2 coming out.
Yeah, and they're obviously going to get Avengers 2.
Yeah, obviously.
It's a big moneymaker.
And there is somebody just currently like working
on When the fuck Ant-Man. Is Daredevil 2 coming out?
That one I heard they're doing a complete reboot.
No, you got to bring back horrible. Ben Affleck. You have to. He's good in everything.
He's better when he's blind.
He is not Samuel L. Jackson.
he's better when he's blind.
No, he's better when I'm blind.
No, well, what's up with them doing the redos though? Like the second that Spider-Man was done, they already started making another one.
I think that's a smart
one.
Redo.
No,
the same. Well, Spider-Man, yeah,
I agree.
But then the other one, like Batman, they're doing one right after this one's over.
Yeah, you know, I made that point to Jason a couple months ago. Yes, exactly. About that.
I wasn't on top of it.
No, we're ready for your random questions.
You're just let loose.
I'd read about that. After Christopher Nolan wraps up this, they're going to do a reboot. But from what I heard about it, the reboot's supposed to be produced by Christopher Nolan.
Well, it's just free money thing. For him.
Yeah, it's his different job.
It's
title.
It's the Joker again. Less work, and, you know, different job title. Then the Joker's going to die, and then you know.
No, but the thing is, they have to keep
Batman versus Cthulhu. See, I'd watch that.
You know what I'd like to see
I think
is
Batman will lose.
The time travel Batman when he goes back in the Pirates.
I'd like to see some I would like to see movies based off the alternate verses of the comic books.
What's the name?
Bizarro.
Batman.
Well, no, not that. What I mean is
the young. What's that young Batman? What was that one?
Called? Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Batman Beyond.
That would be cool, but that's still in the same universe, just in the future. What I'm talking about is okay. You have the main Batman.
Well, Batman died in the movie.
There's an alternate universe version of a Green Lantern Batman. There's a vampire movie, Batman. There's like all these different. You know, universes. They have one where Superman, instead of landing in America, crash lands in Soviet Russia.
I think Batman should fight
the
Ninja
Turtles.
So he
eventually overtakes Russia and becomes the ultimate dominant leader. Instead of the S-Shield, it's, you know, the hammer.
Oh, yeah. Scythe. You're talking about the one where they go back to, like, World War II and then they... And
No. We have this...
I thought you meant the episode where he...
That was the Justice League. Yeah, no, this is a part of the multiverse where there's different, you know, universes where different outcomes happen.
God, you guys are fucking nerds.
And in this one, Superman is the ultimate villain.
Part of it, too.
No, he's the super ultimate villain, and Batman leads the rebellion against him. Yes.
It's like Star Wars.
Thank you. Yeah.
Just with Batman and Superman. Just in the future.
They need to make that movie Batman versus like Predator. Have you seen that?
Oh, on YouTube?
Yeah.
No, it's Alien versus Predator versus Batman.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't follow that, was cool. Stupid stuff.
I follow Batman. Batman would win.
He'd have to win. He can talk.
He just wears a kryptonite suit.
That's how you win battles.
I do like the ending scene, though, when he's facing off against all the Predators, and then camera pans to Batman, and behind him all these aliens are walking up. He's like, stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I mean, if Gary Busey can win, Batman can win easily.
My favorite comic book YouTube video is the Juggernaut Bitch.
I've never seen that.
You got to bring that up.
Bring it up, Mr. Wedge.
I'm the Juggernaut Bitch.
Take a break, and then you bring it up.
Oh, you want to bring it up after the break?
Yeah.
This is Ripped in Half. We're going on a break. So fuck off.
Let's keep this guy on his toes.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust. All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself
some peace of mind.
It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's Free the Wedge Radio Network.
Name that game.
I wish I could. All I'm picturing is some little ninja flying across the screen.
That was Mega Man.
Hey, hey guys, we're back on air.
I don't think it is Mega Man. That'd be a tight Mega Man thing, though.
So it's not Mega Man?
Mega Man?
I like Mega Man.
I prefer Megan Man.
Megan Man.
Megan Man, yeah.
Hey.
Mm.
Transgender.
My girl power version of Mega Man.
She uses the B-Buster.
Got side double D's tits.
For the V-Buster, there you go.
The V-Buster. Shoots for the vagina.
Split in half.
You got a can come out of her twat and her tits.
I'd hate to think what that looks like when it's like charging up and all the light particles.
It's all blood and shit. No, shoots out blood.
A blade comes out of there.
Shoots tampons at you and super Marvel tampons.
Who'd she battle to get that shit?
The store clerk.
We should work for Capcom. We got these ideas.
Oh, that's right.
Well, anything's better than Resident Evil 5, so.
Resident
Evil 5 was awesome.
No, Resident Evil 5 was a piece of shit.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, the story was like a straight to DVD movie. It was garbage.
Are you kidding me?
No arguments there.
You know what, Wedge? I don't give a fuck what the hell you say. I liked it.
That game was amazing. I played
no
over and over.
I can honestly, the
gameplay was great.
You're alone.
No, the gameplay.
I tried to slow down because they're interrupting me. But I can honestly say that I replayed that game about 50.
That's his trick. He's,
30
he's
times.
Running your route.
Yeah. 30 to 50 times.
No, I liked the story. The fact that it culminates finally in the ultimate battle against Wesker, Bucker finally dies, the return of Chris, everything great. Great gameplay.
Yeah, but then they just got
Resident Evil
6
looks amazing.
Fuck yeah.
God, I nutted myself when I watched that preview every time.
Yeah. I even bother. I'm like, I'm done. I used to love Resident Evil.
Man, they're going
the
throwback. Like, they're going new school. They're putting everything in this new game.
I miss that they don't do live
action
I can tell
it's going to be a long game.
I miss 20 minutes.
I miss video games that didn't mix live action
gonna be
with real
long.
People. Yeah. Like gameplay and then live action. Even though it's corny,
the only game that actually looked like real people
Evil?
Was Mortal Kombat.
No, he's talking about where, like during the
trailer,
intro videos and cutscenes, they were real actors in corny sets doing it.
The only one I ever seen do that is Need for Speed Most Wanted.
I said the best one they ever did that was Alan Wake, that Nightmare one. American Nightmare?
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, that was a good integration.
I have not seen the new one. I did like the first Alan Wake game.
I have not been bored enough to play that.
But
no, those games are awesome.
No, I like.
I love reading.
I've never been bored enough to play.
Command and Conquer. I think is Soviet Strike 3 that came out on the Xbox 3.
What about Street Fighter the movie version?
No, that was terrible.
Oh yeah,
no, but 360.
They should make a number 2. They should remake that.
That was his argument. It's why I'm not Expendables 1.
You don't like Expendables?
No, it's like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Could you imagine him coming back to do to do Street Fighter?
That was his argument. Like, why wasn't I? Look at this movie I did. It was amazing in that.
Can you imagine coming back to remake Street Fighter?
What's worse, Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
You can't diss Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Maybe
the movie?
You can diss the second one, but not the first one.
I was standing.
I don't care.
Only for that movie.
I don't care how corny that was. Mortal Kombat was an amazing movie.
I mean, hey, look, it's Mowgli.
No, Mortal Kombat was a good movie. You can diss Street Fighter all you want. I don't care. It's like dissing Double Dragon.
The fighting scene with Scorpion. In the background, you can see cars.
Oh, cars on the background. Yeah, I know.
Especially on the big screen, like you actually like. After the second time I saw it, I was like, "What the fuck was that?"
Still. What would you if it? Okay, this is how we determine if our movies are good. If a movie is halfway through, you're flipping the channel and it's on TV. It's halfway through. Would you stop and watch it?
Yes.
Mortal Kombat. Yes.
Yeah,
I would stop and watch it. The movie.
For the techno dancing.
The movie. Guarantee the movie. I would stop and watch regardless. half the movie, 5 minutes to the end of the movie, to stop and finish watching it, the Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank
Redemption. Yeah, no matter where that movie is at, I would watch the whole fucking thing. I will watch 5 minutes of the end of the movie just because I loved 5 minutes of the end of the movie.
Out of every movie.
And always late for work whenever that movie's on.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you cannot help but watch that movie.
Yeah, you know, I read a lot of Stephen King. I love his books. I've seen a lot of the movies that he's penned. Shawshank Redemption is the best one he's ever done.
Oh, Landy Dufresne.
Hands down.
Oh, yeah.
The only man that walked through shit and come back smelling like a rope.
Yep.
It was a boy. It was a good boy.
What are movies to you that hold up?
What do you mean?
Like, Steve was telling me earlier that movies that he watched.
Well, any porn holds up to me.
Movies you remember as a kid.
Taboo doesn't hold up like it used to.
No, any movie you watched as a kid, but when you go back to, like, years later, you're much older now, and you watch, and you're
Space
like,
Jam.
Why?
Oh, wait, movies that hold up or don't hold up?
Both.
You're going don't hold up. He's going hold up.
Both movies that you've always loved.
I can go back and watch it and say it's not stupid.
Your childhood got ruined by it. We watching it now.
Okay,
Lion King. I watched The Lion King a while ago.
What? That's retarded. Like, just shut up, Wedge.
You should have gone out of the movie and not even cared to go back.
Okay, a movie I rewatched that a movie I watched. I got disappointed in watching it again. The Warriors.
Oh, that movie sucks. I hate that
movie.
Dude,
no, I love that movie as a childhood, but when I watched it again, I was like, fuck, all they did was fucking didn't do shit but run around the whole goddamn movie.
No, did you watch it after the game came out?
The game was awesome.
It was
series two?
Yeah. Warriors was just gangs on like who stick to Halloween.
But it was a great movie when you first watched it.
Gangs who stick to Halloween.
It was like, it was like
a movie.
We're the baseball gang.
No, but they're not even like a real gang. They're running from all the gangs. They don't hold their own.
They beat the shit
of
the orphans.
It's all about turf.
Ooh, the orphans.
I got called orphan because I wore a
You look like that guy, too.
No, one day I had a shirt. And I wore it because I wore it that day. And
a movie I rewatched that I actually liked, Space Jam. That movie's not a bad movie. I loved it as a child and I still love it now.
Charles Barkley, anything he's in.
It's great.
Charles Barkley. That's how you go off movies right now?
I know
Charles
a lot. Barkley, yeah.
If he's in it
or if he saw it, you know, it's a good movie.
No, I have to agree because I know a lot of people
who don't like Charles Barkley.
No.
Oh.
No, everyone loves him. I mean, how can he not love him?
He's a national icon. Yeah.
He's written now.
I know a lot of people who
he's my Captain America.
Hate Space Jam. But for me, it's like, you know what? I still like it. It's corny dialogue. Yeah, it's silly. It's campy. It's whatever. But at the same time,
it shows how Michael Jordan can't act.
Slap yourself. He can do anything.
And they make
play
fun
baseball.
Of him. Yeah, they make fun baseball. Of him for the fact he can't play baseball or golf.
That's like saying,
I actually like that part.
Half tune, half actual live action movie.
Roger Rabbit
Hole.
Yeah.
That Roger Rabbit Hole held up well. I can watch that over and over and over again.
To me, that's one of the greatest Disney movies of all
time. Cool World.
No.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
No. That pull-up do video with the fucking cat.
Yeah.
There that holds go. Up better than Cool World.
Mm-hmm. Cool World, I'd have to disagree.
I like Cool World.
You would.
Wasn't Kim Basinger in that?
Let's assume.
Yeah. We'll just say she.
We'll go with that one.
We'll just say she ruined the movie.
Well, that movie holds up better than her.
Yeah. Oh. There's no denying that. But no, the fact that, you know, Bill Murray in Space Jam comes out of nowhere at the very end, just walks on.
He doesn't even know why he's there.
What about Monkey Bone? That was a good anime. I
never watched it.
Oh, don't even bother.
Yeah, I've heard.
What movies do you hold up?
Ghost Dad.
Bullshit.
Terrible. We're talking about that.
I love that movie. Like any movie where Bill Cosby is saying that he's the devil is a good movie to me. And I think there's only one. I am the devil.
Okay, one movie one movie I was very fond of as a child, and this is weird. Okay, there's two movies I would always come home and watch, and my mom would hate it. It was religious to me. I watched movies every day. Predator.
I like that, actually. Shut the
Predator. And RoboCop 2. Watch those movies every time I came home from elementary to junior high.
Number one?
I still love RoboCop.
Huh?
You like two better than one? Or you just saw those more, though?
I just saw that more.
Do you like... Which one do you like?
More?
Yeah.
I like two a lot. RoboCop 2?
I like one. My brother's in one. I'm just joking. The guy who looks like exactly like my brother, makes the face identical, looks like him.
Now, real quick, RoboCop 1.
He died.
As, okay, the scene where they're at the fucking the foundry and everything, with all the nuclear vat and acid shit. The dude drives a bus into the fucking silo, gets all the acid stuff on him. He starts coming out. He's all melting.
Yeah.
Thing.
I like playing that over and over again. That's my favorite scene.
But as a child, I have to admit, that scene did creep me out. Just the effects, you know, the makeup they did on it was great, but it's just so
Made him want nachos.
No, he just exploded everywhere.
No, even as an adult watching that now, it still looks kind of creepy.
I haven't watched
Raiders
that
of the Lost
so
Ark.
Oh, and you can just say
clay melting.
You just say Indiana Jones, and you can say. I mean, that's not even. Don't even bring that up.
You can't say that's a movie.
You can't say that's a movie that you can't watch. That's like saying Star Wars. You know, that's like saying you can watch that over and over again and not fucking. Who can't enjoy that movie? You might as well die.
Yeah.
Now you say like Episode 1 or any of that shit. Yeah, that it can fucking go to hell.
Yeah. It doesn't exist. It wasn't made to hold up. It shouldn't exist at all.
Yeah, I think that, like, you know, when vehicles look more futuristic back then than they did in the future, that's wrong.
I thought about that. It's like how the time difference. Like,
you know what's funny is the fucking the models look a lot better than the CGI. That's what I thought was funny.
Yeah. On that note, I've heard that Lucas is still toying with the notion of remaking 4, 5, and 6.
They should. He should. He should remake it better.
Oh, you know. You know how many. No, I'm talking about the original series, Episode 4, 5, and 6.
I thought that he said that he wasn't going to make
any movies anymore. I will find him and I'll rip him in half.
Yeah, no. He's been. For a long time, he keeps.
Eric Smash.
No, I will kill him.
The notion of remaking it.
I will kill him.
Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck is great. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Oh, hey, Howard the Duck?
Hell yeah.
That's on Netflix.
I know.
Sweet.
I had Alistair watch that.
Yeah. Oh,
he likes it. It's a great film.
Oh, God.
There's nothing greater than a film about a sex-crazed alcoholic duck transported to Earth, and the whole thing is nothing but sexual incantations between a chick and a duck.
You just made me...
The whole thing is bestiality undertone comedy.
You just made me blank out right now.
That's a good pitch, but the movie executed was not as good as you said.
Flight. Oh, God.
Is that again? Concorde?
Huh? No. With the plant...
Little Shop of Horrors?
Yes.
I said that earlier.
God. Feed me, Seymour, feed me.
Feed me, Seymour. I love that movie.
Yeah.
God, you guys made me forget. That's a movie I can watch over and over again.
I used to watch that movie every single day like a faggot.
Okay. Hey, Wedge, let me ask you a question.
You have to mention that part. You could just said like
shut
every
the fuck
single
up.
Day.
Let me ask you a question.
It's not that the movie makes him look like a faggot. It's just his absolute love for musicals.
What do you,
Mr. Wedge is not a faggot.
Hold on. This is an argument I have with Jason for a while. What do you like better? I don't know if you watch them or not. Road Warrior or Beyond Thunderdome?
Thunderdome. I thought Thunderdome was better.
You said Road Warrior is better than Beyond the Thunderdome.
Road Warrior was kind of a piece of shit. Like, I didn't care for
that. Was retarded. Half the movie was him just fucking scoping out that fucking place, first of all.
That was like about 45 minutes of the movie. And then the actual movie and everything doesn't seem like it's the same world.
Fine.
It was like weird.
Yeah,
dog food.
It was weird. But no, Beyond Thunderdome was way better. I mean, you told me that Road Warrior is better. We've had this argument multiple times, and you always told me that Road Warrior is better.
I'm on the borderline of those. I like both of those movies.
No,
I don't
Road
like the
Warrior
first one.
doesn't even come in with it. Who run Barter Town?
Now, that brings me to a question for you guys then.
Steven and some midget.
we.
That's right.
You do look like the retard fucking Barter Town. That's why I don't want to kill you. I don't want to end your misery because I feel bad.
No, so is there a camera
on Steve right now? Because you got to look at this guy.
That brings a good question for all three of you. You included Wedge. What's your take on the new Mad Max film that they're making?
I have no clue.
I had no idea that they were doing that.
Thank you for bringing information no one else. No.
Is Mel Gibson going to be in it?
No.
Then I don't want to watch it. I hate when they change characters.
Fuck it. What's his name who plays Bane in the new film?
Bane.
Yeah.
Let's go with this.
Okay.
Wedge is looking it up.
You can't really see his face, so you don't know who plays him.
He's been in other films. I forgot one's off
the top. He's the guy wearing the mask.
Yeah. Anyways, he's the lead role.
He's the guy that has a grill.
Bottomo something, right?
Yeah. He's the lead role, and Charlize Theron's in it, too.
I don't know. I'm skeptical about that. I think they should leave it alone.
Yeah?
Yes. There's some films you just don't touch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a funny thing, too, is Predator 2 sucked, and they liked Predator 2.
What? Really? Wait, which one was the one with what's-his-face? Danny
2.
Glover.
Danny Glover's Predator 2.
Oh, yeah, no, that was a piece of shit movie. No, I don't know why I sat through that entire thing.
Thank you, Wedge.
That was a fucking
that
great film.
Sucked.
That wasn't a great movie.
No.
How?
Yes, no, that
was a real guy.
Why do you think they didn't make a Predator 3?
It's not some soldier. It's a real, like, down-earth cop in the city.
Then he should have died.
Oh, then Mel Gibson should have been in the movie with him, right?
He should have died
at
the end, but they let him go because they respected him.
No, because
he proved himself as a warrior.
Yeah, because he stabbed a Predator.
I doubt if he was a warrior, but he did go through a lot of shit and actually survive.
No, by taking out one of their own, it proved his own status as a warrior in their eyes.
No.
Yeah, he did that too. Not to mention, instead of it being, the jungle, you know, the regular Biff? Jungle, the story's back in the concrete jungle. And one thing I liked about it too is it establishes the Predator's warrior way, if you will, that they only go after people who perceive
it
as a threat. When he saw the one chick was pregnant, because she's pregnant, innocent child, she's off limits. But you have a weapon. The moment you draw it, that just means that you've established yourself as a fighter. You're free game.
I
like that.
It was stupid. But, you know, actually, the new Predator movie, I liked it a lot.
Oh, Predators?
It was good.
Yeah.
Predators was good.
That was a damn.
As a matter of fact, I hope they make a sequel because I want to see what the new fucking motherfuckers drop on the planet.
Yeah, and I liked all the throwbacks to the original two Predator films.
Oh yes, I like how they brought in. You know, I never knew the giant Predator and the smaller Predator. Man, that's
the two different hierarchies for them.
Because I'm a hardcore Predator fan. Yeah. I came home, watched the film over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. No, and they.
I love when Indian people cut themselves. You know, it was a turnoff for me.
And the South American sniper chick, how she knew about the history and makes reference to the very first Predator film with Schwarzenegger.
Oh yeah,
and then
I love when they brought that in.
Through that, you do find out that he did actually live and make it to civilization.
Yeah, no, I love that.
For debriefing everything. Yeah, that was cool.
Didn't they come every year in the first one? Like they knew this creature that
I come was. Every day. They come every year. They have a hunting season, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, so it is. They have a hunting season. No, not every year, because right after the movie's done,
he's talking about the original Predator.
Oh, original Predator?
Yeah, I thought they knew that there was a certain, like, they came over so many years, they would come back to hunt again.
I don't recall off the top of my head. I think it was more. I think it was in the realm of folklore. Because the chick that was kidnapped that they took with them knew of it, knew there was something there. But I think it's more of the whole idea of like a Bigfoot. You know,
I think it was more like the Invader Zim kind of thing, where they just threw him on a planet, and he happened to be the retarded Predator that landed on planet Earth that didn't mean shit to them, and you know he's. they had a fight of.
It's on the outcast over there. Like
he's the outcast.
Grr, what happened to all the fuel?
Yeah, he actually ended up killing his own. He had a little Grr, but
why
he ended up killing him.
Why would you do that?
Then they get all pissed off because you killed my nephew
for the tuna.
He was outcast. He was outcast Predator, so he landed on Earth because we don't mean shit to aliens.
My tallest,
but.
Let me prove myself.
I think it was funny, you know. Have you watched that movie, Monster vs. Aliens?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it was funny when they actually mentioned, like, oh, there's aliens in America. The only country that seems to have any alien sightings. I thought to myself, you know, that's really true. Only America has alien sightings.
You don't go to Japan and watch alien shows.
Japan doesn't have alien sightings or nothing.
Japanese hicks talking about the time they got abducted.
You know, I'm surprised no alien sightings because Japan has a lot of technology. Why don't aliens go there?
Well, the fact that everyone has phones now, you would see more pictures, and then more pictures came out when nobody had cameras on them.
I think the only alien movie that actually went to other countries
when
was
I'm getting
interraped
by an alien, I want to get my camera out.
No. what's that one? The fucking bug ones. They called them prawns.
Oh, that was
South America.
No, shut up.
District 9.
Yeah, District 9. They went.
Thank you for not letting us answer.
That was a good film too.
I was waiting for the do. I can't bring that noise up.
Wedge didn't have it queued up.
Yeah. Thanks, fucking. Old. What the fuck are you here for?
He doesn't want
to
get.
Oh wait,
queued.
To let us do
he
our show.
He doesn't want to get sued for infringement rights.
Mm-hmm.
We're fired.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get us fired.
He's running advertisements of the shit.
Can you get fired if you're not? If you're getting paid.
You just get locked out.
We're interns. We're unpaid interns.
Next week you're coming.
We get locked out or locked in because you're going to rape us for our fees.
I don't know. Did you bring the cake?
I'm going to get my money one way or another.
I got rape cake.
Click.
Anyways, back to the original topic. Movies that hold up or don't hold up. A couple films that I had watched recently.
WS Dallas holds up very well with me.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little Eric.
Couple of films I had watched recently, or when I was younger, I rewatched recently, and
Dune.
They really
great movie.
No, they really just Pitch made me kind of shake my head. Like,
what'd you say?
Why Pitch did
Black.
I like
Pitch
this?
Black? Oh, I love Pitch
I
Black.
I love Pitch Black. Yeah,
it's a great movie. I mean, love Riddick. That's a good movie too.
They're doing a third one.
That was the only weird
Are
thing
really?
Was that the yes. game
is Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I'm gonna watch it.
How are you gonna have a Riddick film without Vin Diesel?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. But the game actually
right?
the game holds up.
I heard the game.
The
yeah.
game was fun. Like the first one. I didn't play the second one. But
no,
like, the first one was
that's
the,
okay.
Ever
okay, okay. Let me talk about. It. Okay. So when it comes to video games,
Eric has the floor.
Let me talk. I actually had that game. Played it. It was a good game. Graphics were okay because it was still before graphics were getting really good.
Mm-hmm.
The game was harder than fucking hell. Okay, you want a challenging game? It's pretty good. Doesn't really follow the movie very well, but it's still a good game. It was fucking hard. It was a hard game.
If I may, real quick, just borrow the floor.
You may not.
You have
Jason?
To ask his permission. To
well,
talk.
I'm going to.
Just Judy says no.
Real quick. No, just real quick. Technical Steve with a Snapple factor.
Okay.
Put your hand down, you faggot.
The games were developed by a studio that Vin Diesel
created
for the simple
yes.
fact of making a game just so he could start as a role.
Yes.
Again.
Which is, it wasn't a bad game.
Yeah, that's,
it was
what,
a good
that's
game.
What I've heard. I've heard
did,
good
did,
reviews
didn't
about
Didn't follow
them.
The movie very well at all, basically.
No,
but it was hard. It was challenging.
I thought it was from one to the other one. It was like in between the movies.
Kind
that's,
of
that's
yes
what,
and
that's
no.
That's what the game was.
Okay, I don't know about the games. What? I know the animated
the
short
animated
that
show
came out
short
was between them.
Oh.
But the game, I mean, the only thing that kept the game going was it was a challenging game. Really challenging.
Yeah,
there's action. There's stealth. There's puzzles. I mean, it was overall,
sex
it wasn't
romance.
A bad game. The only thing that sucked about the game was the graphics weren't up to really date.
No, I heard gameplay was really good, though.
But it took them a long time to make that game.
It took them a while.
Yeah. A real long time to make that game.
Mm-hmm. Well, it takes a long time to make any game, really.
Shut up.
It does.
Not Tetris.
Don't be technical.
Yeah. No, any modern initiated game.
Okay.
But
that's a throwback I can always go to.
Yeah. Every time he brings that reference, it didn't take that
Paperboy.
Long.
Paperboy.
One or two?
Wait, Paperboy.
You
back
hit
to
a dog,
future.
You fall over. Like, it's fucking bullshit.
No, that's what I said. Paper
Have you
boy
ever hit a dog on the bike? You're going to fall over. I'm not going to fall over flat.
I would,
like
no,
that
I've never
asshole.
Hit a dog, Wade.
I'll flip forward.
I'd kill that fucking dog. I'd bunny hop that bitch.
I go faster when I see it.
Pop a wheelie.
I'd bunny hop over that dog.
Hit him with the sprockets.
What breed of dog are we talking?
Pomeranian.
Yeah, kill the fuckers.
Oh, Pomeranian, like you can remember that fucking thing without falling over.
Yeah, I know.
I like how specific
it's like a little
you
speed
were.
Bump.
Like a big one.
A really big one.
Well, yeah, because he stopped.
The thing about Paperboy is...
Researched a breed. Oh, it's a Pomeranian.
The thing that Paperboy lacked was perverted old men saying, I haven't seen you in a while.
No, the weird thing about Paperboy was that he's a guy...
The old man chasing you.
He's a guy who doesn't know how to ride a bike, so that's why he can't stop.
He never
played
money.
No, hey, it's great. No... Have you? But you guys all played the arcade
never got
edition,
tricycle,
right?
See
the arcade version where you actually have the fucking.
Oh yeah.
No! I never played that one.
You never played arcade
you
Paperboy.
You had bike handlebars to steer.
Yeah, bike handlebars.
I played
steer.
Arcade Paperboy, but it was just.
No, they had one where
no,
actually
no,
you
they,
had
okay,
the fucking
had,
handlebars.
The ones
had,
I played that with,
well,
they have had different, but it was completely different.
I swear to God, they actually had one with handlebars.
They have some with handlebars,
and they had a little trigger thing right here where you throw the paper. Actually, it took me about 6 tries to actually figure out how to throw the paper. Because it's that complicated. I didn't know.
Back in that day, that's a lot of quarters.
Yeah, it was a lot of quarters.
That's 6.
That's like the greatest arcades. I mean, Paperboy was one of my favorites.
Cost you $1.50
Super Mario
to figure
1.
Out how to play Paperboy.
We go to Chuck E. Cheese play Super Mario 1 all the time.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, that's one thing I used to like. I admit, as much as I
and for
hate
the children.
No, as much as I hate living in, I hated living in Utah.
I thought you said the U.S.
No, I feel ashamed even admitting I lived in Utah.
He was raped in Utah.
No, they had this big old arcade place there that the only thing you had to do was pay a cover charge to get in, Nickel. And every one of the arcades was free.
Well,
you did not play a quarter, nothing.
Well, that's kind of like...
It was fucking great. It's when I lived in Oregon, they had the same thing, too, and that's how I beat the Simpsons arcade.
Even recently, they had one like that. It was in Upland. It's called Nickel Nickel. Basically, you pay $2.50 to get in. All the old school games are free. All those games are free. It's like WrestleMania was free, Ninja Turtles was free. All those were free. And then every other game costs a nickel or two nickels.
Yeah, this was different. All the arcade games were free.
Yeah, but how old were the arcade games?
No, they even had new shit.
Like,
except for like what?
Okay, well,
and they're taking the back.
This is exceptions. That's
okay. This is about
except for the batting cage.
No, I'd say this is about
seven. The go karts were a nickel.
The ticket games.
No, this is about seven. You know, 7-8 years ago.
But you had to pay for the gas for the go karts.
Yeah,
bring your own gas.
Well, no, like any arcade game that
BYOG.
Comes out, they would end up having there. It would be all for free. You didn't have to pay. The only time you had to pay anything was for any of the machines.
What was the newest game you played there,
tickets.
Steve?
Oh. Well, that makes
sense. Well, I do.
I played Defend and Defender.
No, the last time I was there was probably...
I played Finger Defender.
Yeah, Finger Defender.
I think the last
okay,
time.
Now, I don't know if
no,
you
the
remember...
Last time was, oh, so, real quick, sorry, Wedge. Last time I was there was probably at least 99,000. And they had the freaking Jurassic Park Lost World arcade where you're in the car with the gun and everything.
Dude, yeah. I don't know why. Okay,
that was
me and my little brother...
The moment it came out, they had it.
Me and my little brother asked why they never brought that to the Wii.
That's a good
I think that would have been an amazing
That's a
Wii
good
game.
Question.
That was a fucking.
I think that would have been a great Wii. Though. I would have kept my Wii if they had put that.
It was a great game.
I had House of the Dead for the Wii, but
yeah.
it wasn't enough to keep the Wii.
Rail shooters are kind of like it depends on what kind of game it is.
I'll yeah. shake like this.
And I was like, Lost World was a great rail shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now the furthest I ever made in that game before I gave up because it
that
got hurt. Cold.
Oh, that game's hard.
Die Hard 2. It's part of the Die Hard
trilogy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't bring up Die Hard 2 because remember we gave an argument to Steve about what the real Die Hard 2 of the game was?
I had the Dreamcast version, different than your version.
Yeah, that's what he claimed.
The furthest I made to that game, though, was the chameleon dinosaur that went invisible.
So you boss?
Yeah, as far as the boss, you couldn't keep shooting at the
fucker,
go invisible.
Me and my little brother probably put about $20 in to beat the game.
Yeah, it's a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Okay, well, Steve, I cut you off like probably about like 20 minutes ago. I don't know if you remember what you were saying.
That's good. That's part of the show.
His mic has been turned off?
No, I know.
That'd
I cut
be fantastic.
Him off.
That's part of the show.
I know originally we
Ripped
were talking
half cuts
about,
you
talking
off.
About movies. I think you were talking about a movie.
Yeah,
like,
we were.
That holds up, and then I cut
you
off. Yeah, paper.
Did,
I said
son
paperboard.
Of a bitch. Movies that stand the test of time.
We already talked about that. Next topic.
We'll be right back. I can go to the restroom.
Break.
No, it's
are you serious?
I want to hear what he has to say.
I know, I just want to fuck.
All right, fine.
He's like, hey, yeah, let's go to break.
No, when I was younger, one of the movies I used to love as a kid, I found it on Netflix. I put it on for my 3-year-old to watch because I'm thinking nostalgia. Yeah, let's watch it. Garbage Pail Kids.
I've never seen that.
Oh,
you never seen Garbage Pail Kids?
No. Have you watched it recently?
Yeah.
It's a terrible film.
It's horrible.
As a kid, I loved it.
I watched it on Netflix about a while ago.
I'm sitting there. I'm
Netflix
like watching
is
with my kid.
All of our childhood.
I know. I'm watching it with my kid. I'm just like,
is.
Why the hell am I even watching this? This is terrible. What did I ever love about it? I fell asleep during it. I couldn't stand it.
I like how you just fall asleep instead of turning something off. He's just
my,
like, I just knocked
my
out.
My kid was into it.
I don't like Borat.
Yeah.
I set everything on timers.
Well, I was extremely drunk and stoned when I watched Borat. My defense there.
Mm.
When have you been stoned?
Oh, okay.
I didn't
know
you as
okay.
a stoner.
You want to know a real classic I can go back and watch? Real classic I can go back and watch is Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's been on multiple times on Showtime right now.
Who's ever watched a Toxic Avenger film?
And,
they're fucking horrible.
Oh, Toxic
I
Avenger?
Love them, though.
Like
no, okay.
Avenger?
No, 2 and 3 are pieces
not
of shit. The
not,
first
not
one
to
is
interrupt
fucking
you guys.
Great, and the fourth one is awesome.
Shut up.
I
Hold
have
on.
To say, no, fourth
He's
one is awesome.
Fuck that.
Yo,
fuck that.
Pancakes.
No.
Pancakes.
No.
Pancakes.
Fuck you,
no. No, you don't understand.
Rebel.
You weren't there.
You don't understand.
Those movies are awesome.
No, they're not.
You Talk can't say you weren't there, man. You're both the same age, probably.
Yeah. No, you know what?
How old are you, Wedge?
I grew up.
26.
Now oh, you're same age.
Fuck off.
No, I love those movies. You know, you have to go in expecting what you're going to get.
What about you, Grandpa?
I used to love those films.
I just, like, a couple of, like, weeks or a couple months ago, I just bought the complete set and I rewatched them all.
Yeah, no, that's it. I used to love them. No, I grew up watching them. My dad introduced me to them as a child and I fucking loved them.
Excuse me, breaking news, nerds.
Shut up.
Lakers won.
10 years later, nobody cares. 10 years later.
Thank you.
10 years later.
I appreciate that.
10 years later, I find the third film.
The third one sucks. The third one sucks.
No, and that was one of my favorites.
That's better.
As a kid, that was one of my favorites. I watch it.
Okay, the second one, he goes to Japan and tries to find his dad, and then the third one, he fights the devil. It's a weird fucking movie.
Why would his
They're
dad
all weird movies.
From middle town?
I started watching them, and I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this? Man, and then you brought up the fourth one. How great that is. Citizen Toxie. I couldn't stand 5 minutes of that film.
Oh, Bring a Mexican to Lunch Day. It was fantastic.
No, the whole fucking... the retarded...
You would be offended.
What about the Dragon Ball Z movies?
Yeah, the retarded kids in the fucking classroom with the chick jiggling her tits on it. That was terrible.
Here you go.
That's how they're supposed to be. That's why they're fun.
No, it wasn't fun to me.
It's not classic cinema. It's smut.
I know, but it ruined my childhood and what I remembered of the film.
What about the scene where he finds the kid in the bathroom and he's shooting up and he's like, it sucks being a teenager and it sucks being retarded more. So drugs make it suck less. I mean, that's fucking funny. That's funny.
I didn't like it. I don't like it anymore. I loved it as a kid. Now I'm just like...
It's not like Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD, you know? I understand that.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people out there saying, like, what the fuck are they talking about? Have you met Lloyd Kaufman?
There's probably about five people that watch Toxic Avengers.
There's two.
There's three of them out there. We've all seen it. It's just like, we're not.
It's just something you don't remember.
Have this conversation.
It's just something you don't
remember. I'm a big Troma fan, so that's why
It's something you don't remember.
Let me ask you this, okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, a childhood movie I can watch again. Wait. Homeward Bound.
Did you ever watch the animated series?
One? Both of them.
I have it.
You never watched it?
I have it.
The Toxic Avengers?
Both of them.
The Toxic Crusaders.
Homeward Bound and Homeward Bound Lost in the
City. And I played the video game.
City. Lost in the City, sorry.
It wasn't that great.
Incredible Journey in the
Homeward Bound. Okay, what about Babe 2, Pig in the City?
Oh.
No, that ruined Babe for me.
Way to go. No, you know what ruined Babe was Gordy.
Babe 1 was good.
Oh, yeah. Gordy was
good. Oh, Gordy? I like Gordy. When you want to be a sheepdog and whatnot?
That was Babe.
Yeah, that's Babe.
Oh, okay.
Gordy was Gordy? Another one.
Gordy was a different studio's release as answer to Babe.
I know.
Kind of like how you had Armageddon.
Oh,
and
that came
Deep
out.
Impact.
That came out like in the 90s.
Or you have like Ants and The Bug's Life.
Yeah,
Ants was good because
Ants
they cussed.
Was great. Or you had Madagascar and The Wild.
Bug's Life was good and
Ants
was good.
Bug's Life is based off of The Seven Samurai, which is just a remake of a stupid old story. Yep. And Ants was a brand new story. And I think Disney said, hey, Pixar, they're making a Bugs movie CG thing. We want you to step up your game.
Bug's Life was good. Ants was good because they cussed and there was a lot of violence in that movie.
Yeah, and Woody Allen.
And Woody Allen.
And Sylvester Stallone.
Ants had a lot of adult undertones in that.
It was rated PG.
Yeah.
How high?
DreamWorks takes the top with a lot of innuendos and adult action.
I just watched a preview of something.
Madagascar 3?
Yes. That came out.
I read your mind.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Does it hold up to when it came out?
Not that long ago.
Yes, it
does. When did it come out? You watched it?
Come out yet?
I bought it on Blu-ray. It's on Netflix right now. Did you miss it?
Shut the fuck up, Jason.
I'm not lying. It's right there. I watched it. Steve and I watched it. We had a fucking movie day.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, like you and I do.
See, Eric together? Is like, why?
See, this is
I
a part. There's a part where I said, you know, slapping you would be good on some show. I think it's about time for that.
You're on camera, might as well.
Because, no, I'm a huge Madagascar fan.
Madagascar?
You like to move it?
Yeah, no, seriously, I love
my three-year-old says the same thing.
Dude, I love...
Wait, he slurs
seriously.
When he says Madagascar?
Seriously, I love Madagascar. Both of them.
I've never seen the same way, too.
Like I love it. I'm a huge DreamWorks fan. I'm a huge...
We went on.
I'm a huge...
No, I do like some of what DreamWorks does, too.
DreamWorks does a lot of good movies. I can't wait till a new Ice Age comes out, too.
Mm.
There's some movie that...
Despicable Me 2.
Despicable Me 2. Yes, it's going
to
be great.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
And they're coming out with a TV show on Nickelodeon for it.
Nah, that's going to suck.
Did you see something?
The only good DreamWorks show that ever came out, it was Penguin.
Penguin from Madagascar is good. No, dude, Kung Fu Panda's not bad, either.
No, we don't grow up on the show.
I never liked Kung Fu Panda. I don't like the movie at all.
It's okay.
Really?
No, didn't like it.
You don't like Kung Fu Panda?
No, didn't care for it.
Steve's offended because they based like that Kung Panda off of Steve.
They did. I'm pissed.
I think they based off your fucking like
leader. You don't like this thunder? This awesomeness?
Yeah.
Shababooey!
I think they based off your fucking Kung Fu leader. Steve is part of what? What does he teach exactly?
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu? I never knew that a leader was called Sifu. That was Sensei.
No, Sensei is Japanese.
Japanese. Yeah, Chinese. Steve is Chinese.
Oh, so he teaches karate.
But Steve's the Steve's the e-food.
Yes, I'm an e-food.
And Sifu, Sifu is he eats it.
He's not training for actually fighting or nothing. He's training for eating competitions.
No, he's constantly training for a brand new belt, but it's for a completely different reason.
He's training for competitions, for eating Sifu competitions. His belts, he just gets to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's what I said.
But you didn't describe it, which didn't make it funny.
Yeah, Wedge, come on, you suck. God.
I don't insult the audience.
Eat your cheese. I insult the audience. That's what Eric is here for.
I'll give you $20.
And the viewers now. I can say the viewers now.
I will not.
The repercussions?
I'm sorry. No, it's not even repercussions. Your $20 is not worth the disrespect.
$25.
Not worth it.
Oh, man. He goes, dude, his seafood go in the back with him and fucking rape him.
One carton of cigarettes.
No.
Come on.
$25, one carton of cigarettes.
That's $40.
And two episodes without me ragging on you.
No, it's still not.
That would never happen.
Yeah.
So fucking
first, I already know the renege on that.
Don't bring the alcohol.
No, not worth the disrespect.
Don't come at all. All
right, Jason, just say it.
It'd be two episodes without you.
Jason, just say it.
Who squealed right now?
Huh? Just say it. Say what you want Steve to say. What's seafood?
Oh, when he sees food, he eats it.
Yeah. And that's the real training. He's a seafood
eater.
What
do you think he'll do after you say that? If you could say that.
Probably kick my ass.
Just kick him in the nuts, Steve. Well, Steve doesn't have the reaction, but... I bet you can't defend yourself behind a gun. Try that.
Actually, we went over that.
Went over what? Oh, he can catch a bullet with his fucking teeth.
No.
He's Ace Ventura all of a sudden.
No.
Movie I can watch again, Ace Ventura.
Oh, no. Oh, the movie's terrible. Suck.
What?
They suck.
Can I ask you a question?
The second one was better than the first one.
Because that's we always referenced Ace Ventura.
When did we ever reference Ace Ventura?
Right now.
Hey, Jason.
First of many. All right. Oh, the fucking driving scene?
Yeah. I love it.
That only works when we're driving together.
I love Ace Ventura.
The second one was alright. The first one was fucking terrible.
See,
the first one was bad.
God, it was horrible. It sucked.
What?
No, the first one was decent. And the second one was bad.
The second one was funny.
That's how I
like it. All of them were funnier. Great.
The second one was way better than the first one.
Third one.
The second was drawing
I don't see them ever
to
doing
fuck
that.
The gender bender.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to fuck Mr. Monopoly.
I remember when I was young when I watched the first one and when I saw the little
women
bulge
have penis?
in the underwear. Like underwear.
You were wondering what?
I didn't know women had this.
This is a hard one.
Oh,
and that's where the wedge came from.
On that, Ken, let's have a break.
We are now going to go to commercial break, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Ripped in Half, part of the Wedge Radio Network.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside. To help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge
Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
I don't know what it is. And we're back to Ripped in Half.
Part of the Wedge Radio Network.
Now it is. Thank you for this opportunity, Mr. Wedge.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad this is better than last week.
You're so kind, Mr.
So
Wedge.
So are we.
You're so kind, Mr. Wedge. You're so very kind.
Last week was abysmal. Now, Wedge, I do have to ask. Okay, Eric was on your show on Wednesday. How was he?
I think it was great.
In your opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it was just like... Good guest. Just come in, just kind of shoot the shit. We had fun.
Thank you, because Steve thought I was going to ruin your show.
Oh, no, my show is unruinable. I mean, I'm there.
Yeah. Like, that's a testament. That's not really saying much.
No, it's a testament what you can do.
He just likes to ruin our show.
Can do yet.
I enhance it.
He's pretty good.
Who's good?
Anyways, I was just trying to kill time until Jason came back from spanking the wing. Welcome back, Jason.
I was good, right?
Then Thursday was my 500th episode, you know?
Hold on. I'm going to do a round of
applause. Thank you.
That was my next
clap.
Don't touch the bell, Steve.
Mr. Wedge's bell.
I will to celebrate his 500th episode.
He's got to clean it.
I know, dude.
He does.
What the fuck? You
know,
pisser.
He's got to spit on it.
Yeah, it doesn't do much cleaning when you use your hand
to clean it off.
It's like cleaning your nails on your shirt. Why do you do that?
He actually dings the bell with his penis. It's under the chair.
Speaking of which, okay, I can probably be out of the loop. You guys may have already seen this. I was watching an episode of Tosh.0 last night with my wife.
Love Tosh.0.
And they had a guy on there who paints with his dick.
I seen it, and he painted a picture of Tosh. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Apparently, this dude makes a lot of paintings with his dick as the brush.
And he uses his balls for hair. The texture.
Every now and then, I guess. But
what's the point of that?
No.
Jason's
like, what? That's ridiculous. No, do it on my face.
That's to get attention.
It seems like that, but you got to think the difference between your dick and a paintbrush, and yet he can make paintings just as good as any painting.
Jason wants to know if he does a face painting.
I want a tiger.
And then he says you're tight like a tiger.
And that's when he busts out the rape cake.
Yes,
that's a callback right there.
I can't remember where he's from though, but I do recall what you're talking about. I like to use the big word right now.
Recall?
Yes. I could have said Ricola, but you know it wouldn't.
If you follow Mr. Wedge's Twitter, you have a new word every day.
Oh yeah, I do a word of the day.
Really?
Today was lethargy.
Lethargy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use that all the time.
Okay, go for it. Get definition. Without looking at
perverted definition.
Just being like lazy.
Okay, now
you're being lethargic.
Now use it.
Yeah,
in
say so. Pretty much lethargic.
Now
yeah.
use it in a preferred
no, lethargy.
Way. I want to hear it in a sense.
That's a conjugation of it.
Act of being a lethargic.
I want to hear it in a sentence.
What I do though is I'll put the word and I don't put the definition, but I put a joke.
Okay, let's do the things right now.
Because that makes
a descriptive joke of what the word means.
Let's do this.
I got that. I think it's actually. Really
do you know
funny.
How it's spelled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, between three of us, let's see who's the closest to spelling it.
Nah, I'm bad at spelling. I
like he's all excited.
I yield right now.
That's funny.
Good, good. I know you can read, but you can't spell. You fucking retard.
No, I can read like fucking. I read like no books up the ass. I do.
Hey, what's the word again?
I know
what you're reading.
Yeah, I cannot spell the word. Like
okay, lethargy. L, and when I get a letter wrong, just
hit the bell.
Okay, L lethargy. L U. Oh, fuck, man.
So it's at least L-E.
Okay, then you spell it, Mr. Smartass.
L-E-T-H-A-R-G-Y.
Yep.
Then you hit the fucking bell, you cocksucker.
Dick. You could have stopped there in the beginning.
What letter did he get wrong?
No, he got it right.
He said yep.
I said yep.
Oh, you got it right?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Mr.
And I'm a terrible fucking speller, and all I did was sound it out.
No, you just said...
I did what they taught me in second grade.
Because this is the first time anybody knows you who you are. So
now, Jason, pretend you didn't hear that, and you spell it.
L U.
You know what? I didn't pay attention to him at all. I might make this.
You realize you just got beat up by the guy who tapped out from the beginning.
Everyone listening to this show could have sworn there was a U in there.
No.
I heard lethargy, not lethargy.
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 Oh, see, lethargy. That just
not make, lethargy.
I just state the fact that I don't pay attention either of you now.
Or no, how about words or spelling?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the Japanese alphabet.
Line.
Oh, so line. Ella should have been an R.
I'll spell
Rathargy.
Rathargy. That's how I'll spell it.
Raggy.
I'll spell as a Rathargy, you know. Like when I greet people, I say "Haro."
All right, Ruby Roo.
Haro, rah rah.
Haro, sir.
Haro, sir. Would you like to try some of my ramen drops?
Like I said, I always go to Shitty Walk and get, you know, shitty chicken. All the time.
City Walk.
And then they let me long time.
Oh my god.
I thought it was rub you wrong time.
No.
Oh my god.
Full Metal Jacket anytime.
For movies?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yes. I would always watch that. I would sit down and watch the movie.
You know what my love is? Hooligans. But I don't want to go back to movies.
The soccer movie?
I have never seen Hooligans.
The Big Green.
You've never seen Hooligans?
Nope, never saw Hooligans.
Oh my god, you love that movie, Steve.
Is it a soccer movie?
No, you.
Hooligans?
I know
it's got. Okay, it's about soccer hooligans.
Yeah, I know.
But it's nothing what you think of. It's not nothing about soccer. It's about a bunch of people beating the shit out of each other.
Okay.
Which that what soccer is in England, is people beating the shit out of each other.
It's like trans.
That's a soccer fan. It's you got to beat the other team's fans' assholes.
I don't know if this is fake, but someone posted some a couple pictures of Die Hard and Die Hard 2. Like Chinese or Japanese. It looks like it's Japanese movie covers.
I wish I could see it
and
on
it's
this
called
screen.
Reluctant Hero. Reluctant Hero must defeat his enemies. He has no shoes. And then it's the other one's Reluctant Hero 2. His wife is in danger, but this time he has shoes. I don't know if that's real.
I shall not.
I want it to be real.
That's so, like taking the film and really just breaking it down straight to the point.
Reluctant Hero.
Part 3 is he doesn't have a shirt.
Yeah. It's the white and he has a headache.
He has to deal with a black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One just says he's bald. He has chemo. He went.
Come here, black partner.
No Mac partner that sells Mac computers. You know, he's a black guy with long hair.
I've heard they're. I read they're planning on making another.
Oh god damn
film.
It! No, you need to stop. If you don't say it, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
What?
If you didn't tell us these things, then it won't happen.
I'm sorry. You know, I actually look up movie stuff a lot, and I have a subscription to EW.
Steve, speaking of movies, how do you feel about the new Battlefield movie coming out?
Oh, yeah, Battlefield. You know,
Battleship.
Yeah, Battleship. Thank you.
The Battlefield movie.
You know they're going to make joke.
No, I said.
You sunk my battleship.
I said, no. Hold on. I said,
what? Be so
I said battleship, but the alcohol said battlefield.
Ah, wow. Gotcha. No, I honestly do hope, like, for two things in this film. One, that somebody does mention in there the sinking of a battleship.
You want that? That'd be terrible.
It's retarded.
I just think I want.
That's when
I
people walk
it.
Out.
I expect it. I want it. That, and I'm like expecting a scene where in there where they're surrounded by the fucking radar.
Well, you want too much,
and they're
Steve.
On the grid, and somebody is, you know, the commander is saying, fire on B2. And they're watching, waiting for an impact. The moment there's impact, they're like, yes!
No, they're going to say, fire before they fire first. I guarantee that's the joke they're going to go for.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Either way, all I know is Rihanna, who's in it, is going to be just as sexy as she usually is. Because it's Rihanna.
Okay, you know the funny
you
thing
like
is, Steve?
Rihanna?
I do.
Okay, oh, I love
one
Rihanna.
Thing I have to ask you, Steve, is are you going to watch it on movies or watch it on bootleg?
Bootleg.
Of course. Why do you love bootleg so much?
Because I'd rather spend $5 than
$12. Wedge.
You buy bootlegs?
Sometimes.
Wedge.
You when that guy comes to the bar with a box of shit?
Wedge, you honestly, can you honestly enjoy a bootleg?
Your dad charges you $5
if you really want to see it.
Depends on the film.
I think if there's
so,
a lot
that's
of scenes.
That's how I watched Avengers, no, and it did not ruin the film for
it
me.
It would
all.
Ruin it for me.
It was dark. It was really dark.
If there's a lot of CGI in a movie, I will not watch
scene.
It on
yeah,
bootleg.
My copy was not dark in any way. Sound quality was perfect.
The people
everything.
Walking across in front of you ruined
no,
it?
No, didn't have that. Did not have that. My dad already has a copy of Battleship. I saw a few minutes of it, you know, and skipping here and there just to check out, make sure it's even quality. Fucking perfect quality, nice and bright, sound, everything.
That movie should have been called Battleship.
Called Battleships.
It should just be called, like, fucking Ocean War Movie.
That's a Japanese
should call Ocean's Eleven.
I mean, there's no reason to pay Hasbro for that title. It's all it is.
It could have anything with aliens and they fight in the sea.
Wait, is it with aliens? What the hell?
Yeah, it's with
the they're, yeah.
Spoiler
they're,
alert for Mr. Welch.
I have no idea. I haven't even, like, all I knew is that there's, I saw a poster. And you, I was like, that's fucked up.
Watch the trailer.
No, I don't want to.
It's actually not bad at all. And yeah, it spoiler alert.
You.
The antagonists
Hope
are
comes
aliens.
And whips his dick out.
Yeah,
Chris. Slaps you in the face with it. Matter of fact,
the antagonists are aliens. And you know, actually, I think it's Hasbro this time that approached with the idea for a film based off of it.
No, they have Rappin' and the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They're already good.
That was not.
That was nothing
based off
close
that.
To Rock'em Sock'em Robots. But yeah, it was a great movie. Still, Real Still.
It's called. Based off that
yeah, Real
thing.
Still. No,
it was a good movie.
Real Still was based off a short story created by the guy who did the story for I Am Legend and What Dreams May Come.
Vincent,
technically Price. Steve, everybody.
Not Vincent Price. Oh. Hold we're on. Talking about the actual author. Of the story.
I'm going to make this interesting.
He's not from the 13 Ghosts.
Hey Wedge, how do you feel about Naruto?
Yeah. Now that one.
About what?
How Naruto. Do you feel about Naruto?
Oh, it's
didn't they cancel one of Naruto fucking games? It's our show.
I'm not even going to get into it. You fuck like this. I'm off this. Fuck this.
Now the real show starts. Well, from that Jason Eric show.
This is Wedge.
This
was a long time coming, Steve.
Yeah, no, the thing is, Eric's over here secretly just biting his tongue because he gets up every Thursday morning and the first thing he does is watch the new episode.
Yeah, but I know it get on your skin more than with mine.
You're going to quit the show because he watched the cartoon.
You gotta forget, I'm an asshole.
No! Fucking Wedge here.
You forget, I'm an asshole.
He's going to sit here with a copy of fucking Paranoid Agent. He's going to knock Naruto. Really?
Are you serious? Are you seriously saying that?
Hold on.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You want to get us fired because you're insulting the boss?
Mind you, hold on.
I'm not knocking Paranoid Agents. Okay, I told you when
talk,
I walked in.
Talk,
I love the show.
Hey,
I want to see them all.
Let me talk. Welcome to Rip and Half. This is Nerd Talk. Steve.
Mirror Talk? What?
Nerd Talk.
We already said Steve.
Battle out.
Shut the fuck up. I ripped half.
My name is Eric. I do it alone.
Go ahead.
Anyways.
Tell him, Steve.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Yeah, I was waiting for the Dave part at the end. When we said, tell him, Steve, I'm just in the back of my mind, Dave.
Hi, my name is Dave with Bob Duca.
Yeah, see,
no one gets that reference.
I know.
The Bob Duca reference.
But I just love it. It stays in my head forever.
It does. Okay, there's a podcast.
Shut the fuck up, Jason. Steve's talking about Naruto.
No, I'm not.
This is more important.
What's more interesting in your mind?
Okay. All I did was just shed a tear and, you know, say a little pray for Wedge's soul.
Wedge's soul?
because like Naruto is like the equivalent
to you?
About Naruto? It's the equivalent of some sort of messiah. I don't fucking know. The thing is fucking retarded.
I just watched a new one.
Yeah, the thing's never going to end. You're going to be 67 still watching brand new episodes.
I hope it doesn't end.
Dragon Ball ended.
Yeah, yeah, that's that, what that I'm would
not but not in people's hearts.
Yeah, they still remake it. Never ends.
They don't remake it. They
have a candle vigil.
Yeah. They release it with different names, so it's like a remake.
No,
Dragon Ball Z Kai. That's a remake.
Oh no, that's actually all that was Nickelodeon.
They put Kai in it. It's a different fucking show.
You know, it's the exact same thing. All
I know, I watched it.
It was Nickelodeon's way of getting people to watch it.
I know, I watched
that's
it.
All it
they
was.
Made it less fucking.
It's not
like
something
everything.
Watching Fairly Odd Parents.
There's no blood in it. There's nothing.
What's that? Fairly Odd Parents. It's my favorite show.
I like the show, but it's too ADD. Like it gets to me after a while.
I'm ADD.
Like it's like too fast.
Don't talk about ADD. I'm offended, Wedge.
I'm not ADD.
I'm offended.
I just like
ADD.
I think the show's.
I get
ADD.
Bored.
I'm ADD. IHP.
You're IHP.
I'm ADHP.
I feel
that sounds like some
right.
sort of like.
I met.
What, now we go to cartoon shows.
I figured you're more AARP.
You know what my ADD show is? Is Ed and Eddie.
That was
that's my ADD show.
Some guy was trying to explain the chicken that he was on a date with about Ed, Eddie, and Eddie.
Mine was
like, I guess he was a writer. He's trying to write a show, and at the same time, he's trying to compare his show.
How about a TV show? How about a TV show that you can go back and watch all the time?
MASH.
That's called Netflix.
MASH.
Any show you want to see.
I wonder why.
No, I'm a big MASH fan.
You like MASH?
You don't drink whiskey.
You can visit
out of
the MASH set and go to LA.
Huh?
You can go to LA and watch and go see the MASH set.
He's probably
in the LA mountains.
I've never been there.
All that.
You don't like LA, huh? We learned that from the last show with Eric. You got all blacked out and just start.
Oh, yeah, you get blacked out.
LA mountains on fire.
Start yelling shit out. And
no, I wanted to make a commotion. So I did.
Yeah, you want to make commotion, but not admit to it.
I wanted to pump
You wanted to stay quiet when they actually ask who it was.
Because who's that causing a ruckus out there?
Who's that?
Who's causing this panther?
Who's that girl?
Fuck that. I want to go to L.A. and herd sheep down Main Street.
Let's do it.
Since legally, I'm allowed to.
You want
to
do what?
Okay, this is some... Okay, let's get the vague reference out of the way.
So fat people are allowed to strip down Main Street?
They are.
Steve is a fan of bathroom readers.
No, this
and that's why he has that fucking obscure reference about sheep. No, because it's not illegal to do that. Is
yes,
that why?
Yes, it is.
Is that why?
No, it's not from bathrooms. It is one of those silly law things.
To do what?
In
I like silly laws.
No, in Los Angeles.
That's my favorite band.
You like Silly Willies, too.
You are allowed to herd no more than...
Silly Willies, yeah.
Fuck that, I want Wooly Wooly.
Bully.
Yeah. You're allowed to herd no more than 2 sheep up Main Street at any time. And traffic has to legally stop for you.
Well, that's Main Street. We're going to
Hollywood. You get shot.
I want to do it. Yeah. I want to herd 200 sheep up Main Street
through Compton. I want to herd sheep to Compton.
Fuck yeah.
I want to walk by the watchtowers with 2 sheep.
No one's going to eat it.
See how many times I get shot. Your sheep are dead.
I'm not herding the sheep.
How many times you get shot?
I'm doing it just to fuck with people and see if you get a reaction.
No, you'll get a reaction. You'll get ran over. Don't give a shit over there in L.A.
I'm surrounded by sheep. I've got a.
Oh, speaking of that, when I was on the Wedge show, I couldn't remember the name of the show we went to.
The what?
I was trying to mention it.
Wait. From the time you were on lap, like during the week,
we went to Nokia Club.
Oh, it was Nokia Club. Oh, but the lead up.
Lead up. There you go. Lead up. It's the lead up. We actually met the most famous podcast people around. Right.
Well, who? This is really broken up. You went to Nerd Melt, right?
Meltdown.
He doesn't remember.
That's Meltdown. It's the theater in the back is called Nerd Melt.
He doesn't remember to it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, I don't know.
Steven.
Okay.
So Jason just podcast schooled you.
And he's like, you saw the Nerdist there or whatever the fuck. You see Chris Hardwick? Or
he actually gave me a kiss on the cheek.
I think it was Chris Hardwick.
He gave me a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what he's talking about because he met him when we went.
He actually grabbed my nuts and took a picture.
Because this thing, the whole gap was really weird. What you're talking about? Right now.
I know, but it was just I just couldn't remember it.
I am.
Is that what you? The whole conversation was.
We met Doug Benson. We met everybody.
This is one of the many adventures of Jason and Eric.
Oh wait, we exclude Steve to a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he has no money.
Oh, you poor bastard.
I am.
And we go. You know, we get dinner.
It's fun. Hey, you know what's funny is like after
they constantly
okay,
going to
let
shizza.
Me tell you about this. Let
we
me tell you about this. Okay,
watch shows.
Okay, Jason asked me if I want to go to the show. I said yes. So I gave him money to buy the ticket. We went to the show. We didn't eat nothing all the whole time. So we drank about 3 beers and we were fucking drunk because I didn't eat all day. He hasn't eaten all day. So it's a funny thing is. I was in the restroom, and we were in the VIP lounge, and I was in the restroom, and Doug Benson was in there.
Doug Benson.
And I was like, I walk up to him, and I put my arm around him, and I was like, hey, look at Doug Benson pisses like the rest of us. and he just starts laughing, and there was about 5 people in the bathroom, they started laughing, too. And then he was so fucking high and drunk, he was like, he just grabbed me and said, hey! That's all he did. He didn't say nothing. He was like,
He was going to take a picture with him for no reason.
Hanging out, he did that?
What?
No,
he was washing his hands.
I know. I thought he was, like, taking a piss when he did that.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He was washing his hands,
I'm thinking, first, I'm wondering why you're putting your hand around a guy while he's pissing, and secondly, why he's grabbing you afterwards going, yeah,
He was washing his hands.
But he was so fucking, like...
No, he was so fucking wasted.
The second half of the show, he was up on stage.
And
he was fucked up.
Yeah, and he threw his drink on the ground.
His drink on the ground. Someone handed him a book. He just fucking
tossed it like he was shit.
And there was a fucking
Doug Benson's my hero
on stage too for like I don't know decorating.
Oh, he started spinning it, but it was a real fish in there.
A fish in there, just fucking being.
He was spinning the fish.
Yes, he was real fish. He was spinning.
Well, he don't give a fuck.
He was my hero because I'm the dick on this show.
Then took a fucking bong hit and fucking do a bunch of shit.
He was amazing.
I lost.
Anyways, the funny thing is, okay, the show's over. There's a lot of t-shirts and demon autographs and shit. Me and Jason decided to leave. We're hungry as fuck. We haven't ate since like 11 in the fucking afternoon. It's was it 11?
Yeah,
like
12
at night, 12 midnight. So the first thing he sees is In-N-Out. I hate In-N-Out.
You know, it's weird that you hate In and Out, but you always ask me when you're really drunk.
Let's go to In and Out.
Well, I'm drunk.
You end up going to fucking Del Taco.
Anyways, the funny thing is, we're in In and Out.
He's teasing you. That's
why. We're In and Out. We're ordering food. We're sitting there. And the whole time, I'm fucking just saying, I fucking hate In and Out. I'm talking so much shit about In and Out. And Jason's like, you know, you're inside the fucking In and Out building. You're talking shit about In and Out. Like, aren't you worried about they're going to spit in your food and
like,
shit?
Like, grab some girl's arm saying, you know what? What you're eating is shit.
No, seriously, I'm like, In and Out sucks.
You fucking cunt.
I'm like, no, and I'm like, I want to go to Del Taco. Fucking In and Out. While I'm in the fucking restaurant eating my burger.
You're pushing food aside.
I'm pushing food aside. I'm throwing fries in people's faces.
He's sitting there shoveling his face. Just,
and then I'm talking shit about the people next to us because they were just the weirdest fucking group of people I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
How weird. We got a lot of fabulous prizes, though.
Oh, we got fabulous prizes, yes.
They were fabulous.
I'm not going to mention them. No, we got a VIP.
I sold all mine on eBay.
Did you really?
Wait, including your Mario art.
Did you really?
Your Mario art fucking
thing?
Case?
Yeah, I sold all that shit.
Really?
Other than my headphones, I sold everything else. The most expensive thing was the headphones.
Your iPhone case with the Mario.
How much
did
you get
the
iPhone case?
The iPhone case?
Yeah.
I sold it for $5.
You sold $5? It's a $50 case.
Yeah, you undersold that.
You might as well.
You're what they call a chump.
It was worth what someone was paid, would willing to pay for.
You're a
fag. And guess what? They paid $5.
What a chump. That's what you charge us for.
Anyways. Why are you pointing to the screen? Lakers won. That's all that matters.
Are you still getting
I almost
he's got like a hard on over
you know,
that.
I almost missed the show. Didn't want to come to the show because the Lakers game was on.
And I love that though. I love that he actually despite that sacrifice he had to make for himself, he actually came to do the show.
I died a little inside.
Jason got a warm, little tingly feeling in his taint.
Every show we die a little inside because
we
realize what our show is.
No,
now it's on the wedge.
Actually, I died last week. And that's when I realized what my show is.
Once Carl slapped Jason in the face and said, "You fucking suck."
when I had that talk last week,
yeah.
It was like,
you know, I don't know why.
Mr. Wedge gave me the talk about how babies are born.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it was like for every teenager who has to have the talk to the parents. It's
I don't
like,
know
oh,
why
God.
That talk, we had to be naked from the talk, but, you know, it made a lot of sense.
I don't get
it
why he had to touch me
in
my no-no
place. It was like a fucking Bell Bonds commercial. It was really bad, but it all worked out in the end. And that's probably our show, actually. You think about it.
Is it?
Well, do you have more?
Do we?
No.
I do have one thing. No, sorry. Move
I'm
going to
fall asleep right now.
Fight Club. I'm talking.
Pillow Fight Club. My kind.
Pillow Fight Club.
Teddy Bear Fight Club.
Oh. No, real quick. Okay, we all know the Dark Shadows movie is coming out.
Adios.
With Johnny Depp, done by Tim Burton.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Of that movie, but I don't know about the show.
Yeah, don't know. Yeah you know what?
Why?
The show or
he's
movie?
Talking about the
it's a
vampire
show.
Movie
it was actually
with
a
Johnny
show,
Depp.
The movie's coming out. It was originally a TV show. Went from 66 to 71. It was
Mr. Wedge.
Yeah, it was viewed as a
called?
A supernatural soap opera, Dark Shadows.
More like an Addams Family knockoff.
It has approximately for 5 years the show went on and made 1,225 episodes.
Wait, when did this happen, though?
From 66 to 71.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, the movie's coming out now. God damn it, Eric.
No, he changed the fucking screen. He put the fucking...
Yeah, he was messing with the shit. Anyways, just real quick.
Be more difficult?
In support of the movie, all...
That's a twist. No one expects that.
All episodes are being released on DVD in one box set.
Okay.
The box set contains 131 DVDs. It's 131 DVDs.
Well, this has been ripped in half.
Oh, shut up real quick.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting somewhere. I'm just giving a Wedge here the backstory because he knew nothing of this.
I didn't even know this was a TV show.
Yeah, 131 fucking
and we
DVDs.
This dull moment
comes in a box in the shape of a coffin.
This dull moment comes sponsored by.
Now, when you... when you put all the DVD cases together, they show the image of the original Barnabas Collins named Jonathan Frid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I find fitting about that is if you open the box, it's Jonathan Frid in a coffin who just passed away last week and is now residing in a coffin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Eric's humping my arm.
That mic doesn't.
No, it's one of those ironic things because I found out he died, and then I realized they're making this box set, and there he is in a coffin.
Is it already out though?
I told you that joke wasn't funny already.
No, I wasn't trying to make a joke. I just find it ironic. Guy passes away. A week later, out comes a box set with him in a coffin.
Isn't always funny.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. And oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
It is kind of neat.
Does it turn out?
What it likes to do is change the stack and move his head down his crotch.
And with that, I think it is safe to say that this has been Ripped in Half, our first episode on the Wedge Radio Network.
That's
our first good episode on Ripped in Half.
Our first Wedge official Radio. Episode.
This is our fifth try.
Yeah. By all means, you can follow us.
About $1,000 worth of fucking.
You can data. Follow us on our Twitter on at Twitter. Ripped in Half, also on our Facebook. Fact and book. If you have any questions, comments, tidbits to share with us.
And you can find us on Xbox Live.
Or, hey, Jay, guess what?
Xbox Live?
What and again, ripped and have podcast at gmail.com.
You can play with me on
have
Xbox Live.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
What's your name?